Meet Kristen, who's a joyous and grateful mother, but who had to walk a difficult road and overcome some sizable obstacles to reach the place in life God had planned for her.
After 5 years of being married, we tried to start our family, and I had 3 miscarriages. And on the third one, I kind of moved away from God. God never left me.
But because of the miscarriages and some other health issues, Kristen thought she'd never be able to bear a child. So she chose a generous alternative.
And in 1975, I went into children's ministry. God showed me that I would be a mother to many children because I lost 3 babies. They're in heaven. So all these years, all those kids have been my babies.
With her new mission, Kristen took advantage of the chance to spread the message of God's grace and love to young people. She affected and enriched the lives of many children with whom she worked.
With me going into children's ministry, I've had a lot of kids come through my path and watch them grow in Christ. And now those children that I had are having children of their own.
Kristen, with whom we spoke when she visited the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, wasn't destined to be just that kind of mother alone, because God had other ideas. She and her husband now have 2 daughters of their own. The first was adopted, and the second the result of an unexpected but blessed pregnancy. When she went to visit her doctor one time, she described some symptoms to him.
And he goes, "Let's take a pregnancy test." And I went, "Doc, you've been with me for 13 years. There's no way." Because I had a diseased uterus. From day of conception, that disease was gone. I did not know I was pregnant until I was 5 months along. So I was high-risk pregnancy. When I gave birth, the baby was perfect. She was fine. So I have my 2 daughters in 2 very special ways. Both from my heart. Both. And God given to me.
Kristen is today an oh-so-grateful mom who has grown with the help of God from a woman who was sadly dispirited after her 3 miscarriages.
I didn't like myself. I didn't like anybody. But God walked me through it all. And I had a very best friend that said, you know, God won't give you anything that you can't handle, that He won't take you through it too. And that really stuck with me. And I grew from that, and I thought, you know, He told me, you know, I'm going to have many children. He didn't say how.
It's not as if she hadn't grown up with a strong and uplifting idea of who God was and what her life should be about.
My mom and dad both were devoted Christians, and I was raised in church. We went to church anytime the doors were opened, and so it was easy for me to know Jesus. Now, to hear about Him and everything like that, I got that.
But the strong influence of her mother is what played a profound role in the way she grew up and helped lead her to become someone who was a strong, loving mother herself.
And Mama was the glue of our family. She was the matriarch and very devoted woman, a loving wife, a loving mother, a loving grandmother, and a loving great-grandmother. So, yeah, she played a role in all of our lives, of the whole family. And we lost her 2 years ago to Jesus. So she's in heaven waiting on us.
And on Mother's Day, as every day, Kristen is tremendously grateful and joyful for what God has done in her life. And she never takes any of the Lord's gifts for granted.
I'm very blessed. Very blessed. And when you walk through the fire and you are a child of the King, that King is not going to let you go by yourself. He's right there beside you. Right there with you. Carrying you all the way.
I'm Mike McLean.